You know, Rachel, you and I have a friend.
We do.
Yes.
We do?
So I'm going to announce this to the world. Rachel and I have a friend. And the world may be thinking, well, you two guys have lived on this planet for a combined 70 years. I would think you'd have a friend. You know, Rachel's fairly outgoing. But what I'm trying to say is we have a friend in common.
We do.
A friend in common. We found this out a couple of years ago when we first met. And there's a cliched phrase when you say about this, when you find that you know someone in common, you say what?
Well, I would say it's a small world.
Yes, it's a small world, which brings us to quite the contrary, that it's not that small, because our friend Eric Cantor is in Uganda right now doing something that I can't really figure out. So if you ever want to quiz your friend, what you do is you get a national radio show and you bring him on. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Hey, friends.
Hi, Eric Cantor.
Hi, Rachel.
All right.
Glad I'm your friend.
You are my friend.
Is this the first time you found that out?
She'd never formally addressed me that way before, but I do appreciate it.
Now it's on national radio.
Yeah.
Now it's on national radio.
What do you do there in Uganda, Eric?
Well, today in Uganda is a special day, actually. It's the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, also known as CHOGM.
CHOGM.
So here in Kampala, there's been signs around town for the last year and a half, are you ready for CHOGM? And
are you ready for CHOGM, Eric?
Town with a pretty, well, I think I'm ready. Sitting in my house, avoiding town, which of course everybody's doing, so the town is completely empty and there's no traffic.
But when I interrupted you.
Despite
what is
all the warnings about it.
Oh, I was going to say, when it's semi.
CHOGM is 53 heads of Commonwealth governments of former British colonies all coming together. And the Queen arrived yesterday to much fanfare. And apparently there's a bunch of high-level meetings going on with dignitaries that I've not been invited to.
When a big thing like this happens in New York, where you and I are both from, no one even notices. You're saying it's a little bit different in Kampala? It's really a big deal?
This is the only deal. The entire town has 2 days of holiday, completely because of CHOGM. There's been public works projects going on for theoretically the last 18 months, but I think most of them happened in the last week and a half. You see roads being torn up. You see construction 24 hours a day. All the houses that the Queen passed on her way from the airport to town have been repainted, flower beds replanted, and a general slew of large contracts for hotels and other restaurants, other facilities.
And Uganda's Queen of England crazy, right?
Uganda loves the Queen. The Queen was here, apparently, in 1954 when she became queen, or learned that she was to become queen, in a mango tree, they say. And of course, you know, having been a British protectorate, they're quite familiar with the British system. 52 other countries in the same boat are here as well. So there's 5,000 people that's descending on this tiny city, and unlike New York, it's not a city that just absorbs, you know, a huge influx of visitors readily.
Yeah,
it required a lot of work, and I think some of it got done.
The list of how CHOGM how Kampala is unlike New York, probably pretty long. But listen, this is a show about, the sub-theme of our show is about do-gooders. And I know you hate to pat yourself on the back, but just briefly tell us about the good you're doing in Uganda.
Well, I do hate that term, actually. But what we're looking at here is the mobile phone is a innovation you and I take for granted, but in developing countries, it's grown even faster than in the countries we live in. So when you ride out to a village in the middle of Uganda, there's a huge informal economy, trading, clothing production, food, but the only signs of private sector of companies that you see, the only logos you see other than Coca-Cola, which of course is everywhere, is the logos of the phone companies. And they're everywhere. So the point is people, even in these dense villages deep in the heart of Uganda, are walking around with mobile phones and using them. And this has been studied a good bit the last 3 or 4 years. There's a lot of programs to promote this because it enables people to participate in the economy. What we're looking at is how you take that a step further. And, you know, you got all these phones out there, and everyone's making calls about market prices and checking in with their cousins and asking for money to be sent from the towns to the villages. You know, what else can you do? Are there other things you can provide in the way of information about health, other agriculture support,
right?
Generally fixing problems of information that exist in these areas.
And are phones considered a luxury there, or are they necessary?
Somewhat of a status symbol in certain markets. There's about a 10% penetration here. There's also a big advent in the rural areas of people who buy a phone and then resell the service. In fact, each mobile carrier has a program where they find entrepreneurs who run some other business, sell those people a business, which is just a phone and maybe an antenna and a bunch of airtime, and then those people walk around the village letting people who don't have the capital to buy their own phone use, you know, and get all the benefits of it.
All right.
And that's the type of channel we're focusing on in our efforts as well.
Thank you very much, our friend Eric Cantor, our man in Uganda. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. Stay tuned.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Rachel.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, singer-songwriter-guitarist Joe Henry. This is BPP from NPR News.